Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen.
Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that focuses on helping you achieve the success that you desire. I'll share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies to help you have more courage in your life, to be more authentic, confident, and empowered, so you can achieve the success that you've always wanted. For today's show, I want to talk about an article that I recently read, and I have to admit, it didn't just surprise me, but it shocked me. It said that 1 in 4 women are considering either downshifting their careers or leaving the workforce because of this pandemic. 1 in 4. Now, maybe that doesn't surprise you. Maybe it was just me when I read it. In fact, when I saw the article, I was so surprised. I actually went and got the actual report that was done from Lean In and McKinsey Company, that it was about a 63-page report. And I read the whole thing trying to understand. In reality, could really 1 in 4 women be thinking about leaving their careers because of the pandemic? So are you thinking about leaving your career? Have you been thinking about maybe downshifting, stepping back? And if so, why? Is this something that you always actually wanted to do? Maybe you really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but culturally, it wasn't really an option for you. You thought you had to keep working. Or maybe financially before, it didn't make sense. But now with the extra costs and not having daycare, it does make sense. So, you know, I'm really curious and trying to find out how many women really, really feel this way. And if this is something that they just want to do now for a period of time, or if they're thinking that this would be permanent, that they just really want to stop work. Now, I have a lot of friends that are stay-at-home moms. And if that's what your dream is, then I support you 100%. And if there's any guys listening and you want to be a stay-at-home dad, I support that too. I know culturally we don't have a lot of stay-at-home dads, but if that's what you decide, you know, all for it. But that's not really what I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about people that always wanted to be stay-at-home. I'm talking about people that really have always wanted to have a career, that have worked hard for their careers. And now all of a sudden, they're thinking and rethinking their plans. They're rethinking their goals. They're rethinking their lifestyle. And I'll admit, you know, I'm not the stay-at-home mom type. That probably doesn't surprise you. It's not really in me. I've always said, you know, for me to be a really good mom, actually having going to work helps me out. It's something in my brain. I love working, and I also love, you know, being a mom to my 2 sons. So that's just kind of me. So let's support those that want to be a stay-at-home mom, but let's talk about people that maybe think that they have to do this at this time, that they're being forced to, or that there's no other option. And that's really what I want to talk about today, because it does concern me. If you think about the number of women we have today in many careers, right? When I started my career, I was usually the only female in the room. Today, not so much. There are more women. We've done a lot of progress, not near enough, but we have made progress. But if we instantly took away 25% of the women, you know, in corporate America, because they wanted to, or thought they had to exit their careers, we would go back a long ways in terms of the progress that we've made. And not only about, you know, going backwards in terms of the progress we made, it would hurt us for years and maybe even decades to come. Because today, men and women leave the workforce in about the same numbers. But if all of a sudden we had 25% less women, that means there's 25% less women that could be promoted from entry level to manager to, you know, various leadership roles to CEO. There's just, there'll be less to choose from. There'll be less that can move up through the ranks. So it could hurt us for a long time to come. Like even today, there's not enough women leaders, managers of large teams, CEOs, CTOs like myself. And part of that is because the pool is not big enough. There's not enough entry level that are moving to manager, and then entry level managers, you know, to large, leading larger teams and up through the ranks. So we could really go back a long ways. And this really does concern me. You know, and data shows that when you have women in leadership ranks in a company, they are 50% more likely to outperform their peers. That diversity of thought in the leadership ranks is huge. And so we need to support women in the workforce today. And we can't let this pandemic have us go backwards in terms of, you know, all the progress that we have made. So this study that I'm talking about, it's been done every year for the last 6 years. And in 2020, they did focus on the pandemic. And I have a few key things that they found out in the pandemic that I want to share with you. One, that they say that women have been more negatively impacted than men. And this study is looking at, you know, women in corporate America. And that probably doesn't surprise you, that typically women take on, you know, more of the work on like caring for kids and the household work. So with everything that's being done today, it probably doesn't surprise you that women would feel, on average, you know, more negatively affected than men. That many employees feel like they're struggling to do their jobs. That as they're working from home and with all the extra burdens that are on everyone today, there are a lot of people that are struggling. Employees feel like they're always on and the boundaries between home and work have blurred. And I think almost everyone that works from home right now, you know, feels that. When do you start work? When do you stop work? When you're working at home, especially if you don't have a dedicated place at home, then when your computer's, you know, at your dining room table, it's easy to just keep working or, you know, and not have that boundary between work and home. That, you know, women are worried about their family's health and finances. Burnout is real. We had a show a couple months ago, actually, on burnout. If you are experiencing burnout and, you know, you want to listen to some tools and techniques to help deal with burnout, I encourage you to check that out. And then without school and daycare, it's even harder on women to work and take care of their children. I had both my college student home for 5 months and then my high schooler, you know, at home that has special needs, doing schoolwork, and it was difficult. We are lucky here that both my sons are actually back at school, and that has made life so much easier. So I understand completely, and I can imagine even having, you know, young children that can't be at daycare at home and then trying to work is an incredible burnout for people. So I think all these things that that came up in this report, you know, wouldn't surprise you. They didn't surprise me. It seems actually quite obvious. But I hadn't thought about quitting because of them. I hadn't thought about this was a time that we should walk away from our careers. I guess I was thinking COVID and the pandemic, right, is a period of time. It's going to be a long period of time. And I have to admit, there's really no end in sight. But I still hadn't ever actually thought about quitting. I thought we have to get through this. And at some point, whatever the other side of this is, we are going to get there. I don't know when, but someday, you know, we will get there. And I guess I thought, you know, work would go on. So as I look back on my own career, you know, I was trying to think of, is there any time I thought about quitting? And it is true. So I can actually understand how people feel. And that's really the story I want to share with you today. And then be able to, if you're in this boat, let you know that there are other options. So I've shared with you that I have a special needs son. And when he was born, he spent 63 days in intensive care right after he was born, before we ever got to take him home from the hospital. I went every day to visit him in the hospital. And it was tough, right? To have a little baby on ventilators and all these tubes and all this medical terms and all this stuff that we had to deal with. But when he was about 6 weeks old, there was a day I was holding him in the NICU and looking at, my little son, Jared. And it kind of hit me, you know, that he was 6 weeks old. We had no line of sight to when he was going to get out of the hospital. Had no idea what the future was going to hold. All I knew is I had an incredibly sick little baby. And as his mom, I had to take care of him. In an instant, I was just looking at him and going, you know, my maternity leave is almost up. And we don't even know when he's going to get out of the hospital. So I figured the best thing to do would be quit and take care of my son. I mean, that's what any mother probably would be thinking about is the right thing to do. So I left the hospital that night with the intention that I was going to quit my job and I was going to take care of my son. Now, I was a driver at work, right? I graduated valedictorian in my high school class. I graduated top of my college class with a 3.98 GPA. I worked really hard and had several promotions already to that point when I had my son. So it took a little bit for me to even embrace this concept that I was going to walk away. So I didn't even tell my husband that first night. It was like I was just playing with it in my head. I knew I had already made the decision that as Jared's mom, I needed to take care of him. So I was going to walk away from my career. But I did kind of have to warm up to the idea myself. So I didn't tell anyone. Now, the next day, while I was at the hospital, I drove back to the hospital and I spent the day because I was on maternity leave, right? I spent the day with my son in the hospital and my cell phone rang. It was my boss and he called and he asked, hey, you know, how's Jared doing? Now, because I knew I was going to quit, I didn't want to just say fine or, you know, some generic, but I wasn't quite ready to tell anyone. I hadn't even told my husband yet, right? But I thought, well, I should kind of let him know, you know, that, well, I'm not really sure how Jared's doing. Just let him kind of start to know that there's this questionable thing going on. And I was really lucky because he told me, he goes, well, Brian, who happened to be the president of our business, he called a meeting yesterday and with my boss and the head of HR, and he was asking how you were doing. And they put together a plan how I could take care of my son and keep my job. I was so incredibly lucky. And so without me asking, without me saying I needed anything, the business presented me with a plan that allowed me to take care of my son and keep my job. Now, we did every flexible arrangement in the books. I went part-time, I worked crazy hours, you know, out of normal hours. Whatever was needed, we did it. If you could think of it, we probably tried it in those first few years. But it was amazing because I was going to walk away. I didn't think there was any other option. And I was going to take care of my son. That's what moms do. And instead, work presented me with an option that I hadn't even thought of. I wasn't going to ask. And that's really the point of this story. The point is, no matter what you're feeling right now, there may be other options. And if you just in your head decide that there is no other options, that you just need to walk away, that you're just burned out, you just can't take anymore, and the only solution is to stop work, you may not ever find those options. Only by sharing with others what you're going through, only by talking over with HR or your manager, you might find out there are options that you hadn't thought about. You know, maybe you can take some extra like vacation time or time off, or we're going to talk about some additional things here in a minute. But that's the main thing. Like the main point of the story is one, you know, you can have flexibility at times. And if you're feeling this way, I want you to know you're not alone. But the main point is when we don't ask for help, when we don't let others know what we're going through, nobody else can allow us or help us. So you need to be open to the possibility that there could be other solutions that you don't know about, that you wouldn't have even thought about or wouldn't have asked about, because I wasn't going to ask. Now, I have to admit, as a leader, you know, I've taken this story to heart. I'm so thankful. I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I go back 16 years. You know, I would have walked away and took care of my son. Not that I would have regretted that. My son's a great son, but I'm very thankful. But I've been able to have the successful career that I have, and I've been able to take care of my son. So with my own team, you know, I try to do the same thing and give the same gift that was given to me, and look for opportunities where people might need that flexibility, where they might need to know that we can provide some kind of work-life balance arrangement, whatever people need, because most of them are temporary anyway. It's not very seldom is it something permanent. So that's been kind of my personal mission of something I've been given back for years and years ever since. Like an example of if I know someone on my team, you know, is having children, I want to make sure they know that we can, you know, be flexible. And that's men and women. We're lucky that we provide paternity leave in addition to maternity leave. So the guys on the team can also enjoy their new children, just like the moms can. So with that, I want you to know that you're not alone. Go ahead and ask HR and your manager if you're feeling this way. I mean, you really have nothing to lose, because if you're going to quit anyway, if they say no and you end up quitting, you're in the same place. So you might find out there is a lot of options for you. So I want to tell you about a quote that I think is kind of fitting for where we're at right now. And then we'll go into some things that might open up some ideas for possibilities that can help you at this time, so you don't have to walk away from your career if that's what you're feeling right now. And the quote is, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. This is by Mary Ann Rademacher. I really love this quote, and I think it describes our environment today very well, because if you look at our lives, they sure aren't perfect in any way right now, right? Your house could be messier than you like. You could have missed your kid's Zoom call or called in late. Maybe your kid didn't get their homework uploaded into the right place where they're supposed to get it graded. There's just all this stress. I know when Jared was doing Zoom calls and he was doing school from home, his classes started at like bizarre times, right? Like 8:35 or 11:40. And one, we had to keep track of all these different Zoom calls and call in at the right time and connect him up. And that doesn't align with my schedule, right? In the corporate world, times are like on the half hour. So if I need to set his Zoom call up and then get on my own video call, it was never lining up. And I have to admit, we just kind of did as best we could. I told his teacher what was going on, and I said, we'll try as best we can. And it was what it was, you know. I mean, we did have him attend all of his calls that we could, but sometimes we were late. And sometimes I have no idea what the teacher told him, and he would hang up the call. And I didn't know if it was really over because I was on my own meeting. And that's the kind of reality. So, you know, as this quote says, you know, do as best you can today. And the courage really is say, and I'm going to try again tomorrow. You're going to do as best you can tomorrow. You know, especially if your kids are in grade school, cut yourself some slack. You know, think about it. Their grades really don't matter as much as we tend to think they do. Now, in high school, when you're trying to get like scholarships for college and GPA, there's a lot of stuff in high school that's different. But in grade school, we should just kind of cut some slack right now. If your kids have a little bit too much screen time or they're watching just too many movies. Like I said, oh, you missed that Zoom call. Yeah, try again tomorrow. So I want to go over a few things that you could do or should try to do to see if it helps before you think you have to resort to quitting or exiting your career. Because if you need help, I want you to get it. And don't think you can do this alone. Don't think you can do it without sharing. You know, a lot of companies are offering more mental health services, and a lot of these are through telemedicine. So if your company is offering it, take advantage of it. Find someone to talk to. Find out if there is some way to, you know, relieve the stress or get some help. But make sure you're taking advantage of the services that are out there and they're available. A lot of times they're free or at very low cost. I know our company, you can do, I think, 6 sessions at no cost. And after that, it's like $25 or maybe $15 a session. It's pretty inexpensive. And through telemedicine and, you know, video, and we've been doing some of the doctor's appointments for Jared through telemedicine. It kind of depends on which ones they are, if we think that's useful or not. But it does work well. And I think we're all getting used to communicating on video on a regular basis. So make sure you take advantage of the services that your company might be providing for you. The second thing is, if you're given time off work, make sure you take it. It's not time to just say, well, I'm at home, I can't go anywhere, I'm going to just keep working, I'm not going to take any vacation time. No, take Friday off if that's what you know, you feel like doing. You may or may not be able to go anywhere. You may be able to go to like a local hotel and just get a break. If it's not safe where you're at, you can just stay home. Close your computer, put it away. Don't look at it. You know, do things, you know, for yourself. But take that time and not work. I know last June I was feeling a little bit burned out, and one of my colleagues, you know, said, "Well, Sherry, when was the last time you took a day off?" And it had been a long time. And so make sure you're taking some time off, and maybe you just take the time off to focus on your kids that day, and you help them with their homework or something, or if they have a project, that can be a great day to take off. So use your vacation time, even if you're not going anywhere. The third thing is, you have to accept that all the goals that you've set, maybe it's work goals or your department goals, you do have to accept in this kind of environment, in this year, not everything is going to be reached. That doesn't mean you don't keep trying. That doesn't mean you don't do as best you can. But just accept, you know, the outcomes for this year are going to be look a little different than you were planning at the beginning of the year. And that's okay. And the sooner you accept it and kind of vocalize that is kind of how it's going to be, at least that stress will be released from you, and it will help. The fourth thing is, if school is causing a lot of issues with you and your kids, you know, look to see if there's any other options. I know we did that with Jared. We were looking at a few different things. We found there's some daycares that were putting in programs for older kids. So the older kids could go there and log in, and then their people would supervise to make sure that you know, they were doing their homework. We weren't necessarily teaching them because they were on Zoom and things like that, but there were actually programs. Another option we found locally, there was actually a Facebook group of parents trying to set up like small pods of kids in the same grade, and then they would hire tutors to meet with like those 6 or so students, or one parent would take each day and you'd rotate through. So that way the parents are supporting each other, and you don't have to have that same stress level every day. So maybe, you know, 1 every 6 days or 1 every 2 weeks, you'd be responsible for supervising the kids. So they all attend their classes. And those are in small groups. So yes, you are getting some exposure, but it's in a small controlled group. So it's not, you know, as broad as like a schoolroom. So that way that is an option. You could also look to hire a tutor or a college student to come in for a few hours, a week or something like that, just to give you a break and know that someone is making sure the schoolwork is getting done. The fifth thing is, you know, I would really say, stop judging yourself so harshly. you know, you might miss a call, you might miss something. It probably will be okay. It probably is not as significant as you think. Just know, as long as you're trying, you're doing your best, once somehow we're going to get through this. The next thing is, if you need to have a talk, like with your significant other, and let them know what's going on, ask them where they could maybe help out, you need to do that. I know Tim and I, we kind of had to develop a system of who's going to do what on which days. So that way, certain days that, I would know I could focus on the meetings I had and the work I had to do, and Tim was going to take care of Jared. And then on other days, Tim would have stuff that he needs to deal with, and then I would be doing more of the juggling. But having that at least gives you some breaks in there. If you don't have a significant other, maybe you have a friend or a family member that could help out. But have a talk and let people know where you're really at. And then last thing is, if you're a manager or a leader, make sure that you share what you're going through. The more people know that they're not alone in this, that there's a lot of people that have a similar feelings, it does help. And then the conversations can be had, and more people can help one another. So don't keep it to yourself. Make sure you share, let people know where you're experiencing, and then you'll find out your team will be more open to share what they're feeling, and you won't have surprises of people on your teams that are suddenly saying, I'm going to stop work. So that, if I was going to summarize, these things for you, make sure you take care of any mental health services that are available from work. Take time off. I can't stress that enough. Even if you're not going anywhere, take some of that time so you can take self-care. Accept that you're not going to reach all your goals. Look into some options for schooling to see if there's some ways you can do it other than trying to do it all yourself. Stop judging yourself. Have a talk with a significant other or family member if you can get some help. And make sure you share what you're currently facing. The last thing that I'll just have you think about, if you're having time and saving time because you're not commuting to the office, try to take that time and do some self-care for yourself. Take a walk or listen to music. Maybe take a bath. You don't have to use all of it, but don't just use that as additional time for work. Take some of that time for yourself. We can only be ourselves, and by me embracing all of myself, I have found the courage to be seen, and I've transformed my life. The more courage that I have to embrace, the more enjoyable my life has become. I invite you to check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. There you can find out more about me and my coaching program. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast so you get notifications when we have a new show. And I post daily inspirational messages on Facebook or Instagram. So follow me there. And I encourage you to have the courage to be seen in your own life. And thanks for listening. And I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.